This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Vita has a question dealing with the concept of election. She says, what about the lost? Are they predestined to spend eternity in hell for the glory of God? My husband is desperately struggling with issues related to his salvation. Every time he listens to a teaching on election, he then becomes convinced he is not among the elect and therefore can't be saved. How should I encourage him in his thinking?
Well, I've had some people very close to me who were in that category of not believing they were elect, so I don't take it lightly what she's saying. She should say to him that somewhere along the way, you know, don't you, that the doctrine of unconditional election is not a paralyzing, destructive, excluding doctrine. It is a hope-giving, liberating doctrine for people like you. And then she would explain like this. The doctrine of unconditional election, which is biblical, I believe, says that God chooses us apart from any preconditions that he creates or foresees. He chooses us before we were born or did anything good or evil. That doctrine means that any given person at any given moment, looking back over their lives, the last 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 hours, 5 years, 5 decades, shot through with sin and thus giving evidence of being outside Christ, none of those conditions may be used to exclude you from heaven. He's doing exactly the opposite. He's taking election and using it to exclude him. And I'm saying, in reality, the doctrine of unconditional election makes it dead wrong and impossible for him logically to exclude himself at this point from redemption, because the doctrine of unconditional election says there is nothing that you can bring to this moment right now to warrant your exclusion. You can't point to anything in your life which excludes you from election. Therefore, believe and prove that you are elect. I think that has tremendous power to free people. I mean, imagine the horror if you believed in some kind of conditional election that was somehow rooted in what we are or what we become, and you'd have a person like the thief on the cross who's got 30, 40, 50 years of nothing but sinning, and now he's got to face, am I elect? And the election hung on his track record in any way. He'd be paralyzed. He'd be defeated. But if that man hears from Jesus, now they didn't have time for this conversation probably, but he hears from Jesus, if he says, I can't be among the elect, I'm a thief and I'm dying, I'll be in hell in just a few minutes. And Jesus says, you cannot tell me that you're not elect, because nothing you've ever done excludes you from election, because election is unconditional. I would think that would remove a huge obstacle to his salvation rather than creating an obstacle to his salvation. So that would be one way. Keep praying for your husband. Patiently love him and keep telling him the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the word of God has as its center the gospel. I've known of one woman in particular who despaired, absolutely despaired of her salvation that could ever be, and she was about to commit suicide on a Good Friday before Easter, and she, for some merciful reason, said, I will give Christ one more chance, and I'll read the Gospel of Luke. She'd read the Gospel of Luke before. And when she got to the chapters on the crucifixion, her eyes were opened, and she saw him. She didn't see herself. She saw him, and he was so compelling that her heart lunged for him, embraced him, took him, and she knew that she was saved. Now, that could happen to your husband, because if he sees Christ, not himself, try to get him away from introspection. Am I elect? Am I elect? Am I elect? But rather on to Christ and seeing Christ, and then regeneration and the experience of election is a reflex from watching and seeing Christ for who he really is.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself, and explore more questions today at desiringgod.com. www.vedahasaquestion.org.